What if you don't want to lose the weight? You ever thought about that? If you're struggling with weight, then I'm going to suggest that one of the core problems is that you don't want to. You don't want to lose the weight for any number of reasons, right? You might think it's too hard and unpleasant. You might think that if you lose the weight, you'll get too much attention and you don't want that, right? I mean, there are just a million reasons why that might be true. But the value of thinking that you don't want to, or that you're in control of it, is that you give yourself the power back. So often when people are struggling with weight loss, they're always saying, God, you know, there's a plan, but I couldn't stick with it. What's wrong with me? Right? How come I can't follow through? How come I have these cravings? What, you know, and how come I have these genetics? How come I have all these problems with me? When it always comes down to, why don't I want it? Why do I choose to be overweight? Now, can I say that? Are you irritated with me saying that? Because let's face it, I mean, we're talking about weight. And what weight ultimately comes down to is the amount of food you're eating, the kinds of food that you're eating. I mean, it comes down to exercise too, but the main things are food. And the truth is, you have complete control over that. Right? If the closest person to you in your life had a gun pointed at their head and you had to eat a certain way in order for that trigger not to go off, you would do it. So it's not a question of if you can do it or not. It really comes down to a question of if you want to do it or not. Now, if you're getting irritated by this line of questioning, because this goes against all people's beliefs that they've created about the weight loss. Right? There's a million reasons why people can't lose weight. Very rarely will you hear someone say, I don't want to be thin. I don't want to lose the weight. You rarely hear that. But from my experience, when you keep digging down, it ultimately comes down to that. And again, it can be for reasons that are genuine, right? Maybe a woman, if she did lose the weight, she would get a lot of male attention. And the problem becomes she doesn't know how to deal with that. And the weight's the only way she's learned how to deal with that, right? But at that point, the problem is not, how do I lose weight? You see, the problem is, how do I deal with male attention, you know, with the body I want in a way that's effective and comfortable for me? You see, there's a big difference there. But I want you to understand, I want to build up your ego here. I want to build up your self-esteem by asking this question. It's okay if you've decided to not lose the weight in the past. That's not a problem. What we want to get to is the reasons why. And then you can look at them objectively and either find a solution for them or continue deciding to be overweight and be happy with it. Being overweight is not the worst thing in the world. Worst thing in the world is being overweight and then being miserable about it, beating yourself up about it, feeling horrible about it. You see, but I believe, from my experience, the majority of people that are overweight, on some level, have decided to be overweight for whatever reason. Maybe they believe that they have to be overweight. Maybe they believe because their whole family's been overweight, they need to be overweight. So again, there's a lot of reasons why someone could decide that they want to be, or that they have to be, or that they need to be. But oftentimes it comes down to that person, you, making a decision that I'm going to be this way, as opposed to I'm going to be that way, the way you want to be. Okay? Now I want you to think about it on this level. For the next week, I want you to really think in these terms. Because even though I don't know you personally, I've worked with enough people to find out that we are amazingly powerful. Even the ones of us that feel like we're not. At the end of the day, we do what we want to do, okay, with things that we have choices about. When it comes to food, we have choices. It may not feel like it sometimes. Sometimes cravings might overtake us. Sometimes we might struggle with these things, okay? But overall, if it was important enough, again, if there was a gun at someone really important to you's head, again, you have the ability to say no to those foods. You have that ability. And if you haven't tapped into that, if you haven't used that, I'm going to suggest to you that it's because you have not decided to lose the weight. Now, I say this because I've seen so many people struggle for years and years, and then something just shifts in them. It flips in them. And all of a sudden, instantly, weight loss becomes easy because they shuffle things around. They reframe things. Well, I'm telling you, one of the things I identified that can help you do that, help you reshuffle things, have things flip around for you in a positive way, is just ask yourself the question, do I even want to lose the weight. And I want you to think about it in the frame of, you're the one who's in control. You're dictating your weight. You've decided on that weight on some unconscious level. Remember, we're not talking about height here. We're not talking about something you have no control over. We're talking about something you have 100% control over. And so what I want you to do is I want you to think about it. If you've been unable in the past to change it, I want you to go right to the heart of the matter and ask yourself truthfully and honestly. And if you can tell me, and I want you to ask this question, and if you come back and say, I 100% want to be thin and lean and strong and flexible and all these things, but I haven't been able to do it. Okay, I want you to let me know, because everyone I've asked this to and really dug into it, you start to realize, well, there's all these reasons, these unconscious reasons, these limiting beliefs they have about losing weight that are preventing them from wanting to do it. All right? So again, it's a reframe. It's a mind shift, but it can be extremely powerful because, again, it gives you the power again. First of all, if you've been overweight for the last 20 years and you start looking at it this way, instead of saying, oh God, I'm just a slob and I'm a jerk and I can't follow anything and beating yourself up, you can start to say, I decided to be overweight for the last 20 years because that's how I dealt with X, Y, Z. I decided to be overweight for the past 20 years because that's who I thought I had to be. That's who I thought I was. That was part of my personality. Whatever the reason is, it's different for each person. But all of a sudden, when you start saying it like that, it has a different feel to it. And I mean, there's a reason why. Now, even if you struggle with this, if you struggle to find any of the reasons why, I want you to just keep digging. Because I'll tell you they're there. They're there, right? And when you get to a reason, by the way, is you get to a problem. You say, well, I've been overweight because that's who I thought I was. Now you ask yourself, is that who I am? Can I be more? And that's when you start generating this new personality. No, I can be a person who's thin and lean and is still happy, who is still, you know, friendly, who's still loving, still compassionate. I can be that way and get male attention and know how to deal with it. I can be that way and get female attention and be comfortable dealing with it. And I want to because it has so many more benefits in my life and on and on and on. But there's these unconscious reasons that are there. Okay, and the easiest way to describe it is that you have decided, you decide your weight. Whether you realize it or not, you have decided it. Even the overweight part, you wanted to be that weight for whatever reason. Okay, that's the game. That's the game you're playing this week. And that's the question and the way I want you to think. And see what comes up. Okay? And do this, and I'll talk to you next week.